So hello everyone, I'm Christian, even though I go in the internet as Strixu, and I wanted to talk today about my experience developing device drivers for Ironclad using Ada. The agenda for this talk is going to be short and concise. It's going to be, what is Ironclad, why was Ada chosen for the kernel, the reasons why I chose it, and how we apply this on device drivers with examples. But most of all, what I wanted to do with this talk is give a counter-argument to the idea that has spread on the internet about Ironclad and projects like it, projects like libgfx init, which is part of Coreboot, which are projects that take spaces that are usually occupied by projects made in C or C++. And people approach projects like this with the idea of, the projects are interesting, but sadly they are written in Ada. Ada must have been chosen because it was some kind of vanity project or just because the creator liked it. With this, I want to answer to this with the idea that, no, Ironclad is interesting, especially because it uses Ada. And maybe, if I can convince you, maybe you guys should try it too for your next projects. So, first of all, I know that most people will be familiar with Ironclad already. I've done several talks about it, but I want to cover a bit my bases. Ironclad is a POSIX-compatible, partially formally verified kernel. It's hard real-time capable. This means that it has strict scheduling guarantees that it makes its best effort to accomplish. And it's almost 100% Ada and Spark code. I say almost 100% because as every operating system, it requires some assembly code. It has some C code as well for things like an AML interpreter, because that is an extreme workload and all the libraries that do that for the space and written in C. And it's free as in freedom using the GPL v3 license. What makes Ironclad special? It's mostly three things. It's mandatory access control, the real-time guarantees that I mentioned, which are done without compromising general purpose computing, and the pragmatic formal verification using Spark. I won't talk much about the first two points because it's mostly an Ada talk. I didn't feel comfortable talking much about operating system internals when it's mostly about language stuff. But I do have all the resources that I will talk about at the end if you guys want to check them out. Lastly, talking about the project, Ironclad is only a kernel. Those of you that work with Linux distributions must be familiar with this. Ironclad uses the same distribution method. Ironclad is only a kernel, and we need to mix it with Nutils, Xorg, libc to make a complete system. The main distribution Ironclad, not the only one, but the main and open source one is Gloar, which is the one that is running this presentation right now, which is a mix of Xorg, new user space tools, and the mlibc, which is made by the Maragon project. So why was Ada chosen for Ironclad? It's a mix of three things mostly. It's the formal verification of Spark, the fact that Ironclad has a quite interesting set of challenges with all the embedded development and having to mix formally verified and non-formally verified code that Ada approaches best, and the fact that the specifications and toolchains are fully open source. Before being an Ada developer, I was mostly a C developer, and it's just so nice to be able to have all the specifications just at the reach of your hands instead of having to pay hundreds of euros for a C specification. So going into why formal verification is so important for Ironclad, when I mentioned the three things that make Ironclad special, it's really not that true that the three things have the same weight. When we talk about formal verification is a foundation for everything else that we build on the kernel. Formal verification basically allows us to guarantee that we don't have runtime errors and check the conditions that we set up on the code. And with that, we can verify that actually mandatory access control, that's what we want, that the real-time guarantees are accomplished the way that we want. And it just gives us this full set of tools that we can use to accomplish this that wouldn't be possible with a formal verification. And when it comes to other languages, really the competition is not that close in terms of formal verification. C, C++ family languages have robust standards, even though you have to pay for them, but it is what it is. And good open source toolchains, GCC, Clang, all the biggest tools are all C-centric. The problem, though, is that it has no language safety facilities, which makes formal verification of C extremely hard. And C formal verifiers are either obscure, non-existent, or you have to pay 20,000 euros a month to use them, which big problem. When it comes to Rust, the other big option that everyone just tells me, well, why did you not do Ironclad in Rust? It has a really good community and force culture. It's a thing that I really wish that we had in Ada, a really good, strong force culture. And it has a really good public image. When you mention Rust, people already think about safety. People already think about these things that they don't really think about as much when you mention Ada, just because it's not as much in the spotlight. The main problem with Rust, though, is the very bare bones standards. I say bare bones because Ferrocene exists, but really it's not a Rust specification. It's basically a separate project that just verifies a set of tool chains for Rust with a concrete specification, but it really does not reflect on Rust. And the verifiers are very mature. In previous talks, we heard about Kami. It's a tool that I have tried personally. I was not happy with it. It really doesn't have much in terms of the features that Spark offers. I will also have to use Rust, and I will not develop on that point. Then it comes Ada. I know that we have all the logo with the coin. I just really like the bird. I'm sorry about that. It has really robust standards and really good open source tool chains. And Spark really is state of the art when it comes to open source formal verification. The only problem that Ada has, though, is that it has a really thin community. And much of it is not centered on open source. I will not talk with you. I will not tell you all the stuff about how Spark works after 5 talks talking about it. But basically, all the important stuff is that it has pre and post conditions. It has the whole control, check, and flow. And for what I want to talk following this is that all of this has to be written. It's all a thing that you have to go out of your way to do. And it takes a lot of effort, especially when we talk about operating system code, where you have a mix of formally verified, non-formally verified code, hardware interaction. And all of this brings me to talk about how formal verification in terms of operating system code is extremely hard. Those of you that are into the field will also know about SEL4, which is a microkernel similar in scope of verification to what Ironclad wants to do. And they report that it takes around 20% years to verify 10,000 lines of C. For Ironclad, it's a bit better because we use Ada. It already puts us in a better position when it comes to formally verifying than C. But still, the scope is much better with Ironclad. Ironclad is a full POSIX kernel, implements all POSIX behavior. It's not a microkernel that only has to manage talk between servers. So we do have to pick our battles if we want to finish, put Ironclad in a good state of formal verification before we got into retirement. Basically, how we start is that we start from the things that are closer to user land. That would be process management, mandatory access control, and security. And we work all the way back from higher to lower priority to the things that are closer to the hardware. That would be going from the scheduling logic to internal kernel access. Thankfully, Ada helps, though, with Spark mode off. That lets us mix unverified Ada modules, unverified specifications, and mix and match them into being able to delegate a bit of the work for later and be expose safe interfaces for unsafe code. But there is more to it than Spark. Hardware developers are... Initially, the set of slides where hardware developers are sadists. I was told that I should not be putting that on a FOSDEM presentation, so we just left it that silly. This is a part of AHCI, which is the protocol used for SATA and similar disk access. You will notice, and I don't know how well it will translate from afar, but has several fields that are like 3-4 bits in size. It's a whole mismatch of types, only in the name of saving space. But languages struggle a lot to represent this. See, for example, you have to use bit fields. Bit fields are a minefield, though, for issues regarding endianness, for issues regarding the crankiness to use. This solution is not really ideal. Rust state up has no way to represent this. This is a crate created by a user that represents this behavior, but again, this is not maintained by the Rust community. It has no way on the specification of Rust or Ferrocene to do this. And you still have problems of type safety, like you're reducing the use size, which is a 64-bit type to 4 bits. It's just a mess in terms of type safety. In the meantime, though, Ada just handles it perfectly. You can define your own types with your own bit lengths. You can compose them using record representations, and it just handles all of this flawlessly without the pain that the other languages have. With that as well, we come to Ada runtimes, which I think is the biggest reason as to why Ada adapts better to operating system work when you compare with other languages. When we think about about language runtimes, most of them we think about monolithic blocks where we cannot negotiate anything with the language. When it comes to Ada, though, we have the whole set of restrictions that lets us pick and choose what we want to the runtime to be able to do and implement. So if you want an use the runtime in a stage where you don't have memory allocation yet, you can just disable that for the time being, or disable the whole floating point subsystem for the whole kernel, as we do for performance reasons. And truly, this is one of the best things when it comes to adaptation of Ada into weird conditions, weird runtimes. With that, I wanted to come to the end of the presentation. If you guys want to follow progress of the project, check the source code, download your own distribution for testing. You can go to ironclad.nognu.org. And I would like to thank these organizations, the Free Software Foundation, Ada Core, and the Limina Bootloader, which is a bootloader that that Gloire uses, along with the NLNet Foundation for giving us funding and resources to continue the project. And I would also like to, I would like to thank these people as well. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that I could also do a little showcase of the operating system. So all of this is Gloire itself. It features terminals, file managers. It just was there. Pretty unlucky that as soon as Serenity crashes. Well, it's fine. Yeah, any questions? While you do a question, I will just reboot it real quick. Go ahead.
Do you know how many people are using your operating system?
So we know of people. The question was whether we know how many people are using the operating system. We are aware of distributions that are made by other people for their own uses. Some of them internal testing at companies. So there are some hobbyist users as well that use the operating system, but we don't have really hard numbers. We don't have any kind of telemetry that lets us know about that. Any other questions?
What is the source of time? Did you select a special hardware for the source of time?
So the question was whether we selected any specific hardware for the I didn't hear the last part. Was it for the implementation of the operating system or for the...
No, for the source of time in order to...
Oh, for the source of time. For the source of time, okay. So depends on the architecture. Ironclad supports two architectures, x86 and RISC-V. For x86, we use the HPET as well as the LAPIC interrupt timer. The HPET for high precision... timekeeping for things like counter calibration, and the LAPIC we use it for day-to-day tasks as like checking intervals. And for RISC-V, the port is not far enough yet to what I can give a comfortable answer. Any other questions?
What? You still have 3
ignore me, so you would like to work with the...
I will try this. I will definitely try. It's actually really... I was joking with the... with another project. Where is it? Reset. Perfectly fine. Just gonna take a bit. Okay, there we go. So this is Gloire. Shame that the introduction had to be to the actual features had to be with the display manager crashing, but this is it. It's running Xorg, has its own file managers. That would be the files for the slides that I used. It also has its own applications that are ported from other Linux distributions like calculators, screen shooters, features, also a few games. That I will run ELX Gears by popular demand. Those they are. Also features Solitaire as well, along with other games. Has again terminal emulators where you can do the typical Linux ritual of doing a near fetch. And that's it. It's just a fully featured general purpose operating system. Wow, that's extremely unlucky. Yeah, it did. You're right. It's fine. I think I embarrassed myself enough.
It's fine. It's better software.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah.